Certain jobs have their own vocabulary, which is understandable to those who work there, but gibberish to everyone else. This is one such place, but I'll help you decipher some of what is being said on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
A lot of jobs have their own lingo, a set of words that don't mean much or mean something entirely different to most people, yet they have a specific meaning to those in a group. For instance, here at the Forks Washington Timber Museum, Arisbe Romero has become accustomed to the unusual combination of words that loggers once used in the forested hills of the Olympic Peninsula.
I mentioned that my favorite one was meow, because a grown man saying meow seems hysterical to me. And it actually means a bad twist or kink in a wire rope, which that is actually a really serious thing.
For instance, if you met the gut robber in your hen skins, in logger lingo, you would have just had a conversation with the camp cook while wearing your light summer underwear. Another interesting item is a forest fire watchtower that was moved here for people to get a look inside.
It was probably a very lonely job. It was a one-man job, and you just stay up there. These towers had to be taller than the trees so you could see what was going on. So you were just up in your little glass house in the middle of nowhere.
Besides fire, one danger in the tower was being struck by lightning. So you see that some of the furniture has glass insulators or cups between the chair's legs and the floor.
If the lightning were to strike the actual tower, you were safe on your stool with those glass cups under the legs.
This museum is small, yet has many interesting artifacts. One is something that was found quite by accident by loggers in the 1970s.
They found a series of canoes out in the wild. They were Native American canoes. Nobody knows why they were left behind.
It's just some of the interesting collection that tells the story of the loggers of the area. Traveling the countryside in Forks, Washington, I'm Andrew McRae.